The weather forecast called for one of the hottest days of the year, but members of the Cops for Cancer Tour de Valais still gathered for one of their training rides on the morning of Wednesday, July 16. The team is mostly law enforcement personnel from Delta through to the Fraser Valley. This September, they'll be taking part in a six-day ride to raise awareness and funds for the Canadian Cancer Society, and particularly for Camp Good Times, a summer camp north of Maple Ridge for kids in treatment for a recovery from pediatric cancer. While some are avid cyclists or have ridden before, most members of the Tour de Valais have never ridden on a road bike before they sign up for the fundraiser. In addition to hosting fundraising events, that means that in the 6 months leading up to the event, the team trains together, learning about how to ride safely in a group, how to shift gears efficiently to deal with hills, and how to use road bike shoes with cleats that snap directly into their pedals. The ride started at Mud Bay Park in South Surrey, and wound its way through most of Delta, heading north to the Fraser River before heading back down through Sawa Sen and Ladner. In total, riders covered 94 kilometers. For Langley RCMP officer Linda McPherson, it was the longest bike ride she's ever done. "Feeling amazing, lots of energy," McPherson said at the 40 kilometers mark. She's been training hard on her own and with fellow officers in between the big group training rides. The ride lasted from just after 7 a.m. to the early afternoon, with rest stops along the way. The only mishap of the ride happened to Nick Northcutt of the Surrey Police Service, when he slipped on some gravel and skinned a knee. "It comes with the territory, and learning how to clip in, clip out," Northcutt said. "We've had some good instructors and leaders to show us how it's done, but sometimes you just get a little injury. I don't think we'll have to amputate," he joked. A small injury isn't going to keep Northcutt from riding. His reasons for taking part are rooted in a family tragedy that struck 3 years ago. In 2022, Northcutt and his wife were expecting twins when she was rushed to BC Children's Hospital and had an emergency C-section 6 months into the pregnancy. One of the twins survived and is today a healthy, thriving toddler, but their other girl passed away. "Obviously, it was pretty life-changing, and we're still in the process of recovery and moving forward," Northcutt said. When the opportunity to take part in a ride for sick kids came up, Northcutt decided to participate. "I know what it's like as a parent to see your own kid very sick, and you want to do everything and anything you can," he said. "Our very close family friends, their son actually went to Camp Good Times as well," he said. "And so they've benefited from it and I've heard so many good things." Most of the riders have some form of personal connection to the cause. Brian Fish, a Canada Border Services, CBSA, officer from Langley City, was inspired to ride because his mother is currently going through chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer. "I'm even more motivated after doing the school visits, seeing the kids out there, seeing them cheering us on," said Fish. "It's been very inspiring." Zabrina Braithwaite's family has been impacted by cancer repeatedly. "My father experienced cancer. His father before him has experienced cancer. My mother's been through breast cancer. I just see the effects on people, and clearly we haven't found a solution and I couldn't even imagine children going through what I saw my family go through," Braithwaite said. "So for me, I feel like it's the least I can do is raise funds." This year's team captain, Rick Wiltshire, has returned to the Tour de Valais after a 16-year absence, having last ridden in 2009. His son-in-law's father, Andy Neskoromny, died of cancer several years ago, and after hearing that the team needed more riders this year, he signed on again for what will be his fourth ride. Wiltshire spent much of the training ride encouraging and mentoring other riders about best practices. "They'll need experience before the tour, which includes a lengthy day riding through the Fraser Canyon, from Hope to Boston Bar and back. We've got a great team," Wiltshire said. "Our officers committed to do what we need to do and make it happen for the kids." Chris Allen, a civilian employee of the Abbotsford PD and a member of the Mission Search and Rescue Team, came in as an avid recreational cyclist. He said initially he was hoping to raise $6,000, which will be enough to send three kids to Camp Good Times. "Now that the ball is rolling, I'm hoping to beat that," Allen said. Rudy Titchler, of the Chilliwack RCMP, is also hoping to make the camp more accessible. Currently the wait time is about 2 years, and we're really trying to get that down, because a lot of these children they don't really have time, he said. Bradley Waddell, with BC Sheriff Services, is a second-time rider who also had his mind on the reasons for the ride. We're always riding for the kids, he said. To be able to see these kids going through such a hard battle, yet they're still able to play and have a smile on their faces is amazing, Waddell said. This year's Tour de Valley takes place between September 15 to 20. The first 5 days will take place in the Lower Mainland and Lower Fraser Valley, before the final day sees the team ride the Hope to Boston Barlag, about a 130 km round trip. The team and individual riders have donation pages on the Canadian Cancer Society's Tour de Valley page.